So it really looks to extend the capabilities of the tool outwards to much longer forms of content. And I think the best example is books or novels, one of the clearest examples of long-form text content that can now be transformed into audiobooks with 11 Labs with the studio using customized AI voices. The traditional 11 Labs experience also had some limited support for multi-speakers. There are also some new advanced editing tools that are made available in Studio, and I will absolutely link to the X post from 11 Labs where one of their engineers goes through some of the demos and some of the examples of these features. Check out the link in the show notes right now if you need to take a peek. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today we are back talking about one of our favorite AI tools here on the AI Marketing Navigator, and that is 11 Labs, the voice synthesis and the voice generation platform. And the recent announcement is that Studio, their long-form text-to-audio editor, has now been made available for everyone for free. Originally, it was made for creators and storytellers, and there was limited availability. And availability was limited to only people who were paid on the platform. It was actually previously known as projects, and we have touched on projects within 11 Labs in some of our previous episodes, but with the shift from projects to Studio and with the additional availability to free users, they have also added in some cool new features. So I really wanted to revisit the 11 Labs Studio and talk a little bit about what it can do and how it's different from the traditional 11 Labs experience that has been made available to free users so far. And then we'll touch a little bit on how it can be used specifically for marketing and business. So let's go ahead and get into it. First, before we talk about the new Studio features, I kind of want to compare Studio to the traditional 11 Labs experience so we know what we're getting in addition or what new features have been added. When 11 Labs first came out, at least for free users, the primary use case was focused on short form text to speech, things like voiceovers, quick audio clips, single speaker outputs. But now with Studio, or the goal with Studio, formerly projects, is to be used for long-form audio projects, such as an entire audio book, a full long-length podcast, or multi-character dialogues and discussions. So it really looks to extend the capabilities of the tool outwards to much longer forms of content. And I think the best example is books or novels, one of the clearest examples of long-form text content that can now be transformed into audiobooks with 11 Labs with the studio using customized AI voices. The traditional 11 Labs experience also had some limited support for multi-speakers, so typically it was a single voice output. In Studio, you can now assign unique voices to multiple speakers within the same project, which really allows for realistic conversation generation. There are also some new advanced editing tools that are made available in Studio, and I will absolutely link to the X post from 11 Labs where one of their engineers goes through some of the demos and some of the examples of these features. I think he does a great job of explaining them very quickly and concisely, so I'm going to let him demo that for you guys. Check out the link in the show notes right now if you need to take a peek. He shows some of these editing capabilities in that demo with voice adjustments, inserting pauses, so you can really do some amazing customization with the audio that you're generating. The example he uses is a very well-known book, The Great Gatsby, and he very much customizes how that book is being read by the AI voices. Now, there are some interesting workflow management or organization features that have also been added into the 11 Labs process with Studio. Each of these Studio projects allows you to lock completed sections and organize the content that you're editing in a much more efficient manner. Again, he demos that example in the video as well. And then here's where things get really powerful with the way in which the formats that you can import files. So traditionally you would just paste or import text inputs, but in Studio you can now import a variety of different formats. Most importantly, EPUBs, or so ebooks or audiobooks, but also text files, PDFs, HTML files, and URLs, making it super seamless and really easy to import basically any text you can find. The multilingual capabilities of 11 Labs have also got a bit of an upgrade when it comes to the Studio experience. In Studio, within a single project, you can now have multilingual capabilities, whereas before, each single project had its own language output. Now, we have absolutely talked about all of the amazing business and marketing use cases that 11 Labs platform offers to creators and marketers before, and all of those just got even more powerful and more enhanced with the Studio experience. You can take the things like enhanced personalization and the globalization of your content, the reach with multilingual capabilities, the efficiency of producing audio without having to hire actors. Now that has extended to multiple actors. You don't have to create or develop studios or rent studio space. And so when you scale that up to this long form content, it becomes extremely expensive when you think about hiring actors and renting studio space. And so this becomes even more of a cost savings now that you can extend this efficiency to such long form content. And this also drastically improves the content repurposing abilities of the tool as well. Now you can take incredibly long form text and transform that into multiple pieces of audio content. Being able to do this with short form audio or text was definitely amazing in the traditional 11 labs, but now you're not limited to the size of that text, whether it's an entire product description or a service offering or ebook or white paper. All of these things can now, regardless of length, be repurposed into audio content that is customizable and can be personalized. And now with the ability to bring in multiple voices, multiple character generations and experiences, the time savings have exponentially increased. So we continue to be huge fans of 11 Labs here at the AI Marketing Navigator. If you have not tried out the tool, you absolutely should. Now at the free tier, you can get, I believe it's 3 generations in Studio, according to the X post in the demo video. So maybe you've been waiting to use 11 Labs because you have strictly long form content. Well, that wait is now over. 11 Labs is ready to change the way you produce your content as well. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify. Cut here. And follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.